Grateful is grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Seek ye therefore first the kingdom of God and his justice, and all these things will be added unto you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. If you visit the little shrine of today's saint, St. Cajetan of Sien, and you look at his picture, you would at first glance think it's a picture of St. Anthony of Padua, the man wearing a friar's robe holding the Holy Child Jesus. The only difference is that this saint has a beard, and St. Anthony is always depicted clean-shaven. It would be indeed easy to mistake these two. St. Anthony, though, is universally known and loved throughout the whole church, whereas we probably don't know too much about St. Cajetan of Sien. It's not the case, though, in South America. Today, especially in his church in Buenos Aires, it's winter down in South America, but there are people that wait out in the winter cold for hours and hours just to visit a miraculous statue of St. Cajetan of Sien. He is known as the Saint of Providence. And so poor people who need money and those who need a job go to St. Cajetan with great confidence, and they pray to him, and he's known for answering just those kinds of prayers. St. Cajetan lived in the 16th century. He was a contemporary, kind of an opposite of Martin Luther. And St. Anthony, of course, lived in the 13th century in Italy. They actually have quite a bit in common, these two saints. Not only was St. Cajetan, like St. Anthony, privileged to hold the baby Jesus in his arms, he appeared to him on Christmas after his ordination to the priesthood, but also they're both symbolized by a lily, because the lily is the symbol of Our Lady. They both had a great devotion to Our Lady. As soon as he was born, St. Cajetan was dedicated by his mother to the Blessed Mother, but it's also a symbol of purity. But finally, according to our Lord's words in the Gospel, it's a symbol, the lilies of the field, it's a symbol of trusting God to take care of us. And St. Cajetan, as they say, is very much the saint of the divine providence. They both had something to do with Padua, too. St. Anthony, of course, spent the last 3 years of his life there, and St. Cajetan spent about 3 or 4 years of his life there, just as he was starting his life. That's where he went to school, and he received his degree as the doctor of canon law and the doctor of civil law. Then he went from Padua, St. Cajetan did, down to Rome, and he became a Monsignor before he was a priest, in the court of Pope Julius II. At that time, Rome was very corrupt and worldly, and St. Cajetan could see that. And he thought to himself, well, I must make myself holy if I'm going to help anyone else to be holy. So he asked permission of the Pope, because he had already done enough studies. In 3 days, he was ordained to the minor, and then the major orders, and then to the holy priesthood. And then he began his great work, which was, in a sense, the work of St. Anthony, too, the work of reforming the church by reforming the clergy. Many priests at that time were very slack and ignorant and just interested pretty much in getting money. St. Anthony entered St. Francis's order, which was founded to oppose just that kind of thing. St. Cajetan, with two other holy priests, founded his own order called the Clerics Regular. Today they are known as the Theatine priests. They both had a very great love then for holy poverty, for just trusting in God. And because so many priests were so greedy back then, they took not only a vow of poverty, but they said they wouldn't even beg. What they had for their monastery was a bell, and they would just count on people ringing the bell to give them something, come to the doorbell and drop off some food or some money. And finally, if they ran out of everything and no one remembered their needs, they would ring the bell to let people know they were hungry. And then somebody would surely come, because they trusted God's providence, to give them enough food for that day. They were both of them very great preachers. Saint Catechism was called the Hunter of Souls. And in the pulpit, he was an apostle, whereas the way he said Mass, he was an angel at the altar. They're very great saints of the Blessed Sacrament. You know Saint Anthony's miracle. We've talked about that this summer with the mule and our Lord in the monstrance. Well, Saint Cajetan started the exposition of the Blessed Sacrament in his home city of Venice, and he promoted very much at a time when nobody ever did that people should go to frequent communion, at least three times a week, he would say, and he was very successful in doing that. And at the same time, he and his priests took very great care to have the church as beautiful as possible and all the ceremonies very, very well organized. Now, both of them, because they were Catholic saints, of course, were very great haters of heresy. St. Anthony preached all over northern Italy and southern France against the heresies of his day. St. Cajetan did too, but he was especially successful, Cajetan was, in discovering secret heresies and sort of heretical plots that were beneath the surface. And so when he was in Naples, he would forbid those who came to confession to him to read certain bad books or spend time with certain teachers who were secret heretics. And he wrote to his friend, Cardinal Carafa, who later on became Pope Paul IV, that they had better do something about that in Rome. And because of his request, they started that department of the church, which was so glorious, called the Holy Office. It was the Holy Office, the Supreme Holy Office of the Inquisition, was its real name. It's remarkable what a little pressure or force from the authorities will do to show up heresies that were otherwise secret and to make the heretics leave town. And so because of his good work, all the heretics fled from Naples in his day. And it was saints like that that kept Italy back then as a Catholic country. Well, today we have both of these saints, and they are both well-beloved and prayed to. St. Anthony, everyone knows him throughout the whole world. St. Anthony was the baby Jesus. St. Cajetan, well, no, you know something about him. You remember him then. He too was the baby Jesus. He too, the saint, trust in the divine providence. Let us ask him for that trust too. You know, you probably all have your intentions today. In a moment, we're going to make our novena to St. Anthony. Let us ask with very great confidence, but yet at the same time, even as we ask, let us know. As our Lord said in that gospel about the lilies of the field, your heavenly Father knows what your needs are, and you're a lot more valuable to him than the birds of the sky or the lilies of the field. Great trust and confidence in his providence. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.